Hello and welcome to this edition of the Presbyterian Podcast with me, Gethin Russell-Jones. Helo a chroeso i rifau newydd o'r podlediad Presbyteraidd gyda fi, Gethin Russell-Jones. Yn y bennod ddwyieithog hon, byddwn yn dathlu 80 mlynedd o waith a thystiolaeth cymorth Cristnogol, ac hefyd yn lansio wythnos o weddi genedlaethol Eglwys Presbyteraidd Cymru. Gweinidog Henaduriaeth De Ddwyrain yr EBC yw'r parchedig Owen Griffiths, ac mae hefyd yn gyfrifol am yr wythnos weddi cenedlaethol sydd ar fin dechrau. Soniodd Owen am drefniadau'r wythnos ac am ei obeithion. The Reverend Owen Griffiths is the Minister for the PCW's South East Wales Presbytery and is also responsible for the National Week of Prayer, which is about to begin. Owen spoke about the arrangements for the week and his own hopes. When we say about a week of prayer, what would that look like across a whole week?
Well, difficult to say, really, because we're hoping that having a week of prayer will inspire churches, presbyteries, and individuals to do their own thing, to organise their own thing. So I'm hoping that there will be a lot of different activities going on throughout the week. But from our perspective, what we've organised in order to inspire people to pray and to help people to pray, well, we've organised nightly meetings on each weeknight, that is. So Monday through to Friday, there'll be opportunities for people to, particularly on the Monday, to gather in specific centres that have been designated as prayer centres. And all of these will be linked, and people can pray together then. And then on Tuesday through to Friday, we'll be having national prayer meetings. So the whole of the Presbyterian Church of Wales and anybody else who wanted to join us as well, we will be gathering on Zoom for prayer meetings also. I mean, we've done a few other things as well. We've produced a prayer diary that will hopefully give people some guidance as to what to pray. It's quite a substantial document as well, that is. There's so much that we could be praying for, I guess.
Diary, Owen. What's that?
Well, we've got an A4 sheet for every day of the week, and the A4 sheet is divided up into five columns: praise, thanksgiving, praying for the Presbyterian Church of Wales, praying for Wales, praying for the world. Those are the five columns, and then lots of different prayer points in each of those columns. And there are seven of those for each day of the week, then, just to help people really during the week to pray when they're on their way to work, or when they're walking the dog, whatever they're doing, just to be able to glance at this and to pray for those items that have been highlighted. We've also produced a lot of resources to help people who are taking assemblies in schools or perhaps leading Sunday schools. And we've also produced a Sunday service that is all about Welsh as well, where the sermon, there's all about prayer as well, which is where the sermon, both in English and in Welsh, is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 26, about the Spirit who intercedes with us with groanings that are too deep for words. So there's a lot going on, I guess.
I'm assuming this is, we're talking about online prayer.
People need to get
on Zoom, but there may be other ways that you want people to pray.
Essentially, we're trying to put prayer at the heart of the church, which is where it needs to be, without overly defining what we mean by prayer, I suppose. And so we produced a little document with ideas for people as to how they can make the most of the week of prayer. So form prayer groups, go for prayer walks. In fact, we're asking people on the Saturday, when there is no prayer meeting as such, to go out for a walk and to pray when they're out walking as well. But we kind of, I guess the hope is that people, however they do it, whenever they do it, wherever they do it, will be intentional about just pausing and switching their mind into that zone of prayer, reflecting on the kingdom of God, on their own lives, on the lives especially of those around them, and lifting them up to God in prayer in whatever way suits them, I suppose. So in addition then to the online stuff that we've going on, the Zoom stuff that we've got going on, we are hoping that there will be a lot more prayer than that. And we're hoping that these national prayer meetings will simply inspire people to pray more throughout the week.
I wonder if you'd like to talk a little bit about something that isn't with us yet, an app that's been in the pipeline, but you're hoping to launch it at the General Assembly. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, of course. I mean, again, this is just an attempt to unite the church around prayer and wondering, well, how do we do that? And so the idea of developing an app, it seemed like an obvious one to run with. So the app is called Gweddi.prayer. It has already been built. The contractor who's building it is just sorting out one or two snags at the moment. And it will essentially be a way of the church communicating on a national level and on a local level through presbyteries, various items to pray for, various things to pray about, various ways to pray, I suppose. And it'll also enable the individual user to create their own prayer diary, a personal prayer diary as well. In addition to that, it will disseminate news in real time from the Presbyterian Church. We'll have links to YouTube videos and all sorts. So it'll be just a little app on your phone that'll give you complete access into the life of the Presbyterian Church of Wales and enable you in real time to just meditate on the things that are happening in the PCW and to pray for them and to bring them before God.
Well, Owen, in the ad drothwy wythnos y weddi newydd, cawsom ni'n blwyddyn diwetha, mae'r un nesaf yn mynd i ddechrau'n fuan. So ti eisiau, lle hoffi di sôn am pryd mae'r wythnos y weddi, pryd mae'n dechrau, a beth fydd yn digwydd yn ystod yr wythnos?
Ie, yeah, wrth gwrs. Wel, mae'r wythnos y weddi yn dechrau ar y cyntaf o Fehefin, ac mae'n para am wythnos, felly mae'n arwain i fyny at y Silgwyn. Ac yn ystod yr wythnos wedyn, bydd nifer o gyfleuon i bawb jyst dod at ei gilydd er mwyn gweddio. Yn enwedig ar nosweithiau, mae gennym ni cyfarfodydd gweddi ar nos lun hyd at nos Wener. Ar y nos lun, mae'n rhaid i fi ddweud, ni'n gofyn i bobl mynd at wahanol canolfannau o gwmpas Cymru, a bydd y canolfannau yma wedi eu cysylltu gan trwy Zoom, ond ar brydiau yn ystod yr awr, bydd pawb yn torri ffwrdd, bydd y canolfannau yma yn torri ffwrdd i gael gweddio am a pethau lleol falle neu beth bynnag maen nhw eisiau. Ond am weddill yr wythnos, byddem yn cwrdd ar Zoom yn unig i weddio fel eglwys. Ac ni wedi paratoi pethau i helpu ar gyfer rhain, so mae gen i ni ddogfen, sef dyddiadur gweddi sy'n mynd trwy'r wythnos yn rhoi, rhaid fi dweud, noedd o awgrymiadau yn bethau i weddio drosto. I ni wedi paratoi hefyd adnoddau i helpu pobl sydd yn arwain gweithiau pobl ifanc, falle sydd yn gweithio yn yr ysgol neu yn ysgol Sul. Ac i ni hefyd wedi paratoi pecyn gyda awgrymiadau o sut i gweddio fel eglwys, pethau i wneud. Just i cyflwyno rhywbeth sy'n braidd yn wahanol am y ffordd mae'r eglwys yn weddio. Ac un peth arall i ni wedi paratoi, sef oedfa ar gyfer y Sul gyda pregeth ar weddi ei hun.
Y gobaith allan ni'n feddwl yw fod cyfle i bob aelod o'r eglwys cymryd rhan mewn rhywsut neu gilydd yn ystod wythnos.
Ie, yn bendant, yn bendant. A'n gobaith yw, byddem yn ysbrydoli pobl i weddio. Fel eglwys, i ni eisiau cael gweddi yng nghanol popeth i ni'n ei gwneud. Heb diffinio beth yw gweddi, oherwydd mae wahanol bobl yn gweddio mewn wahanol ffyrdd. So, ni ddim eisiau bod yn rhy fanwl am be ni'n ystyried i fod yn weddio, jyst er mwyn ysbrydoli pobl, hybu gweddi eu hunan.
Beth ydy sôn ni, Owen, ar-lein bydd lot o'r pethau mae'n digwydd, rhywsut neu gilydd, ar gan fwyaf.
Ie. Wel, mae hyn yn peth dda yn dweud. Ers Covid, i ni, mae pob un ohonyn ni nawr yn gyfarwydd gyda defnyddio Zoom, a mae hynny wedi creu y cyfle wedyn i ni fel eglwys cyfan dod at ein gilydd. Felly mae'n peth da iawn, really, bod gennym ni pethau fel Zoom neu Teams neu beth bynnag sydd yn caniatáu ni i gysylltu gyda'n gilydd. Nid yn unig dros Cymru gyfan, ond mae gennym ni eglwysi hefyd yn Llundain a Lerpwl. So ar draws pob eglwys o'r eglwys Presbyteriaeth Cymru.
Ac yn meddwl ymlaen tipyn bach, yn gwybod mae yna rhywbeth cyffroes ar y gweill, sef app newydd, ti'n gobeithio lansio yn ystod y gymanfa gyffredinol. Ti'n hoffi ti sôn tipyn bach mwy am yr app yna?
Ie, yn bennod, wel, y rhan ydy hon o'n hymdrechion ni i ysbrydoli bobl i weddio ac i gwneud yn haws i bobl i weddio dros yr Eglwys Presbyteriaeth Cymru a materion ehangach hefyd, materion sydd yn wneud ar byd cyfan i ddweud gwir. So mae'r app, ni'n gobeithio lawn sydd fel ych chi'n dweud, yn ystod y gymanfa gyffredinol. Ond bydd yr app yn caniatáu ni fel eglwys i gyfarthrebu gyda pawb sydd â y ffôn symudol. Bydd yna tri dyddiadur gweddi ar yr app. Un yn ymwneud â'r Eglwys Presbyteriaeth Cymru a pethau yn ymwneud â Cymru neu'r byd. Un arall bydd yn ymwneud â'r henedyriaeth, so bydd pawb gyda'r app yn dewis henedyriaeth a bydd pwyntiau gweddi yn dod at eu ffoniau trwy hynny. Ac un arall wedyn, gall yr unigolyn sydd yn defnyddio'r app cynllunio dyddiadur gweddi eu hunain. Yn ychwanegol, mae yna tudalennau ar yr app yn ymwneud â newyddion yr ebyca sydd yn caniatáu ni hefyd i gael fideos i fyny ar yr app, so ni'n gallu cael fideos o er enghraifft y gymhanfa gyffredinol neu pregeth neu beth bynnag sydd yn mynd i digwydd, promos, pethau fel hyn. So gobeithio bydd pawb wedyn gallu cysylltu gyda'r hyn y mae'r eglwys yn ei wneud a bydd hon yn hybu gweddi ar draws yr eglwys hefyd.
Christian Aid is celebrating its 80th birthday and I asked Mary McNeil, head of its work in Wales, to reflect on this great milestone. Mae cymorth Cresnogol yn dathlu ei ben blwyddyn 80 oed, a gofynnais i Mary McNeil, pennaeth y gwaith yng Nghymru, i fyfyrio ar y garreg filltir fawr hon.
Wel, dwi'n eistedd yng Nghapel y Tabernacl yma yng Nghaerdydd gyda Mary McNeil, sy'n bennaeth cymorth Cresnogol yma yng Nghymru. A diolch am ymuno dyn ni heddi.
Diolch am y croeso.
Mari. Wel, mae'n ma flwyddyn bwysig arbennig iawn i cymorth Cresnogol gyda'r dathliadau ac wedi bod chi'n 80 mlynedd oed flwyddyn yma.
Ydyn, 80 mlynedd o cymorth Cresnogol. Mae'n hanes anhygoel a cymaint o bobl ddim actually yn sylweddoli o lle mae cymorth Cresnogol wedi dod. So roedd roedd gwaith Cymorth Cresnogol wedi dod yn fyw o gwmpas adeg yma'r flwyddyn, mis Mai 1945. So, chi'n gwybod, hyd yn oed cyn yr ail ryfel byd dod i ben, oedd yr eglwysi ar draws Prydain ac Iwerddon wedi dechrau siarad ynglyn â be bydde ymateb nhw be bydde'r ymateb dyngarol yna ar ôl i'r ryfel dod i ben, chi'n gwybod, edrych ymlaen at cyfnod o heddwch. A wedyn, ar y sil cyntaf ar ôl diwrnod buddugoliaeth yn Ewrop, roedd galwad wedi mynd mas at yr eglwysi a capeli i dathlu bod y ryfel wedi dod i ben, ond hefyd i cwrdd i weddio dros heddwch parhaol, ond hefyd i cynnal casgliad fel casgliad cyntaf cymorth Cristnogol. Ac oedd e'n casgliad incredible, so oedd oedd e ddim jyst wedi aros yn yr eglwysi, ond oedd e wedi llifo mas mewn i'r cymuned at cymdogion, teulu, ac yn yr ymgyrch gyntaf yna roedd 80,000 o bunnau wedi codi hwn i helpu ffoaduriaid yn Ewrop. A mae 80,000 nôl pryd ni, mae hwnna'n gyfartal i tua 3 miliwn yn arian heddiw. Chwod, wrth feddwl am pa mor anodd roedd bywyd nôl yn y cyfnod yna i feddwl am cymaint oedd yr ymateb a'r angerdd yna dros achos y tlawd.
Ie, lot o prynder ar ôl rhyfel, allwn i'n meddwl.
Ie, a'r arroddion cyntaf yna di mynd â pethau fel roi prynu beiciau ar gyfer gweinidogion i cyrraedd anghenion pobl nhw yn Ewrop, lloches, dillad, bwyd a'r gwaith ailadeiladu tymor hir. A chyfod, dyna yw hanes ni, a i ni fel pobl sydd yn cefnogi'r mudiad heddiw, fel mae'n anhygoel i fel bod ni ynglwm ar fath o waith yna sydd yn parhau. Mae'n credible bod y ffyddlondeb yna di cadw fynd dros y blynyddoedd.
O, diolch yn fawr, Mari. So, dechreuodd Cymorth Cristnogol just wrth i'r ail ryfel byd bennu, a mae'n rhydau, mae'n presenol yma gyda Cymorth Cristnogol wrth gwrs yng Nghymru, ond mae eich yn gweithio mewn, sawl glad, gledydd diri, allan ni feddwl?
Ie, rhyw 25-26 glad ar draws y byd heddiw. Chi'n bod y gwaith, mae'r gwaith wedi newid dros y blynyddoedd, chi'n bod o'r ffocws cyntaf yna yn Ewrop, a dros y blynyddoedd wedi datblygu gael ffocws ar tlodi eithafol yn y byd, a i'ch bod heddiw, ni'n mudiad o bobl partneriaid, ffordd ni'n gweithio yw ni'n rhoi, ni'n casglu arian, mobilisio adnoddau, a mae'r rhain yn mynd i partneriaid ni mudiadau sydd yn y gwledydd ni'n gweithredu yn ddynnu, chi'n bod mudiadau sy'n nabod anghenion eu pobl nhw a'u gwaith ni yw i nerthu eu gwaith nhw fel petai. A mae'r gwaith yn, ni'n gwneud y gwaith ymateb i sefyllfaoedd dangarol. Does, chwod, er enghraifft yn ymateb i y daeargryn o ditaro cymunedau yn Myanmar yn ddiweddar iawn, gweithio yn llefydd fel Gaza ac yn Ukraine sydd yn profi gwrdaro does. Ond hefyd mae'r gwaith tawel iawn, gwaith hir dymor yn llefydd sydd ddim yn cyrraedd yr headlines. Llefydd fel Kenya, Zimbabwe, Syria, Afghanistan, Colombia, Guatemala, fod gormod i gallu enwi. A trwy hyn yn ceisio uwcholeio lle mae dioddefaint yn y byd taclo anghyfiawnder a wedyn nerthu hawliau pobl, ac i ni wedyn yng Nghymru yn rhan o'r gwaith yna trwy mobilisio adnoddau ni, nid jyst trwy arian wrth gwrs, ond trwy sgiliau ni, lleisiau ni, yn mynd cyfiawnder, cymaint o ffyrdd gwahanol, ac yn cefnogi gyda gweddi sydd chi bod yn sail i'r gwaith.
O, ti'n sôn y cynharach, Mari, dy fod ti fod yn fisi iawn yn ddiweddar, oedd wythnos Cymorth Cristnogol, wrth gwrs, ac yr wythnos yma, mae yna lot wedi bod yn cyfryng ynglyn â'r sefyllfa erchydus yn Gaza. Ti'n gweud bod Cymorth Cristnogol yn weithgar iawn trwy partneriaid gwahanol. Tro fyna, os gen ti felly chydig eiriau ynglyn â beth sy'n digwydd yn anedd, so mae'r pa fath o waith sy'n digwydd mas hwnna?
Wel, mae'r sefyllfa yn Gaza ar hyn o bryd mae pawb wedi gweld ar y newyddion, mae'r sefyllfa mor dwys a partneriaid ni yn sôn am famine sydd yn gwynebu, newyn dwys sydd yn gwynebu poblogaeth Gaza. Mae partneriaid ni wedi bod yn gweithredu dros blynyddoedd diwethaf yn Gaza, A mae'n, chi'n bod, ti'n meddwl mae'r undod yna gweithredu gan eglwysi yng Nghymru a draws y wlad, mae'n golygu lot fawr iddyn nhw ac yn ei gallu rannu cipolwg ar hynna gyda staff cymorth tisnogol a partneriaid ni. Ond ie, yeah, jyst i rannu fath o snapshots ar hyn o bryd mae dyw fawr dim o gymorth yn mynd mewn i Gaza a un i clywed gan partneriaid ni mae fel community kitchens yw fath o last line of defence i bobl yn erbyn chybod, bygythiad newyn. Ond chi'n bod mae adnoddau jyst mor bryn. Felly ni yn, wel, ni'n galw pobl, wythnos yma ni'n lawnsio ymgyrch gyda arweinwyr chrysnogol yn galw o'r pobl i ymprydio dros Gaza ar dydd Mercher. Chwn, i ni gallu gweddio'n dair am newid meddylfryd a bod y cymorth yma, cydoediad parhaol yn gallu dod mewn i lle yn Gaza, achos dim digon o adnoddau yn mynd mewn.
Pryd fydd hwnna, Mari? Di Mercher wythnos yma?
Fory.
OK.
Yeah. Ond dros yr wythnosau nesaf hefyd, chi'n bod y galwad yna i ni ymuno a ymgyrch byd eang.
So bob di Mercher, bydd cyfle i bobl o hyn mlaen. Wow.
Yeah.
So Mari, gen i'n mynd nôl at yr ymgyrchoedd sydd ar y gwyll ar y foment gan Cymorth Cristnogol. Beth sy ar dy feddwl di ar y foment yn y pethau sy'n mynd mlaen trwy Cymorth Cristnogol?
Wel, cymaint o bethau gwahanol yn mynd mlaen fel arfer. Mis Mai, mae wythnos cymorth Cristnogol wedi bod a mae gweithgareddau ni mor ddiolchgar am cymaint o weithgareddau sydd a mae mor wych i ni bod out and about i gallu rannu'r diolch yn ar y nogaeth a gallu rannu chi fod y gwahaniaeth ma mae gwaith ni yn ei gwneud yn y byd. Ni'n lawnsio can newydd actually i blant dros yr wythnosau nesaf yn ystod Eisteddfod yr Urdd. Hwn yn can gan Martin Geraint. Yn sôn am chi bod galwad yna i ni fod yn bobl sydd yn caru Dew ac yn caru cymydog a ni'n gobeithio bydd hwn yn adnodd gwych ar gyfer ysgolion ac ysgolion Sul ac yn cyfyn gyda gwaith ni mewn ysgolion mae gyda ni cynllun a chredu o'r enw Cymdogion Bydeian Cymru. Ond chi bod hefyd i ni'n mobilisio pobl i gohodi llais yn ein ymgyrch newydd o'r enw'r ymgyrch adfer. A hwnna yn gofyn am, wel, tri peth wir. Ni'n gofyn i bobl i cwrdd gyda aelodau seneddol gwahanol i godi llais am adferiad i'r cyllid cymorth. Ond hefyd i weld rhyddhad dyled a Llywodraeth Prydain yn cymryd yn gallu gweithredu i ddileu dyledion. Ni'n gweld gwledydd yn Africa, er enghraifft, yn gwario cymaint mwy ar ail talu dyledion a hyn di cynnyddu ar ôl Covid. Mwy na bydden nhw ar pethau fel iechyd neu taclo'r argyfwng hinsawdd. A hefyd yn galw am mwy o adnoddau i gael ei fobileisio mewn ffyrdd gwahanol ar gyfer i helpu gwledydd i addasu i'r argyfwng hinsawdd. Dyna fe fi'n cario yn Cymorth Cristnogol, mae'r touch points gwahanol, pethau gwahanol i ni gallu wneud o ran dod â sgiliau lleisiau ni. A pethau syml iawn gallu ni wneud hefyd trwy jyst mynd o'r gwefan i gweithredu. Ond un peth arall i ni'n lawnsio dros yr haf, mae e'n ymgyrch cydenwadol sydd wedi bod yn mynd o'n cwpl o flynyddoedd ond yn lawnsio yng Nghymru am y tro cynta eleni o'r enw Ewyllus Da neu Faith Will. So hwn yn ar y cyd gyda Eglwys Presbyteraidd Cymru, Eglwys yng Nghymru, yr Annibynwyr a enwadau eraill ar draws Prydain. A mae hwn yn ymgyrch cymunroddion, so roi mewn ewyllus. A'r hyn ni'n gweld yw pryd mae pobl yn roi rodd i gymorth chrysnogol mewn ewyllus, maen nhw fel arfer hefyd, i ni fel arfer hefyd, yn yn rhoi rodd i capel neu eglwys sydd yn naturiol iawn, ond dyw e. Felly mae'r ymgyrch yma yn ceisio dod ar dau peth yna at ei gilydd a jyst yn rhoi bach o adnoddau a hyder i ni gallu cael trafodaethau yn y capel ynglyn â stiwardiaeth adnoddau ni a'r gwahaniaeth mae hwnna'n gallu wneud at achwyd cenhadaeth yr eglwys ac i gynhadaeth mudiad fel Cymorth Cresnogol hefyd.
Well, I'm delighted to be sitting in an office in a Tabernacle Chapel in Whitchurch, Cardiff, with Mary McNeil, who's the head of Cymorth Cresnogol, or Christian Aid, in Wales. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Mary, this is a big year for you in Christian Aid, Cymorth Cresnogol, because it's you're celebrating 80 years of existence and 80 years of ministry and work across the world now. So I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about maybe the roots of Christian Aid, because we may not be so familiar with this story.
Yeah, like incredible roots. I have found when I've been out and about chatting to people that, yeah, very few people really grasp where Christian Aid has come from and why we continue to exist today. So Christian Aid's work came to life around this time of year, so May 1945. And like even before the war, you know, Second World War came to an end, we saw churches across Britain and Ireland starting to come together to talk about what that collective response to the humanitarian needs would be following the war. And then on the first Sunday after VE Day, a call went out to the churches across Britain and Ireland to not just celebrate that the war had come to an end, but to meet together on that Sunday to pray for lasting peace and also to hold a collection. And that collection became, our first campaign. For Christian Reconstruction in Europe at the time. And that collection, it was just incredible. So, and I think it really, even though Christian Aid Week comes a few years later in the 1950s, where you just sort of see the beginnings of, where it actually comes from, in that the collection didn't just stay in the church and the chapels, but it literally flowed out into the community to our neighbours, our friends and family. And in that first campaign, £80,000 was raised, which is equivalent to about £3 million today.
Wow. Yeah.
And it just speaks to, love for our neighbour, so foundational for us. But a huge challenge for us today as well, isn't it? To think about, that's the legacy of where we've come from, and actually, what do we want Christian Aid's work to look like, and what's our engagement in this work into those next 80 years, because the needs of the world are not any less than they were back then. They might be a little bit different, but...
Yeah. In fact, at the moment, I know you've been very busy with this, Mary, but I mean, the story of Gaza, for example, is across all the news this week. Even today, as we're talking, there are big moves in the United Nations and in various international governments kind of really insisting that something's got to shift with so many millions of people in Gaza facing famine, kind of death, really, in the next few days, unless something shifts. I mean, this is something that Christian Aid is very involved in. I wonder if you could say a few words about that.
Yeah, well obviously we have, Christian Aid has partners in Gaza and, really kind of addressing real human need over many years, like we do in so many other parts of the world. But particularly over the last few days, we've been hearing from our partners that the risk of famine is really it's present, and it's really terrifying. Partners, one of our partners actually, who has been working in one of community kitchens that Christian Aid helps to support through one of our partners. Just saying that, people are tired, they're emaciated, particularly children and the elderly. And, what is it going to take to see an end to this conflict and that real access to aid, which is so needed. But those community kitchens being one of those last lines of defence for communities at the moment, while resources are so scarce.
And I think you mentioned in our Welsh conversation that you're calling on a for the next few Wednesdays on a kind of fasting. For churches or anyone to, in solidarity, I guess, to go without food for a day.
Yeah, so this is a campaign led by Reverend Richard Sewell, calling for people to fast for Gaza and prydio dros Gaza on a Wednesday, starts tomorrow on the 21st, but let's continue to do that over the coming weeks until we do see people of Gaza getting that humanitarian support and food that they desperately need. And I think it's one of those, I think people really, we want to be able to do so much more, and we feel powerless when we see when we see what's happening on the news. But those actions of solidarity and prayer, they, well, obviously we're Christians, so we believe that that makes such a difference. But it makes such a difference to our partners on the ground in places like Gaza to hear and to know that churches in places like Wales are with them. It means an incredible amount and keeps hope alive.
Well, let's just move to the kind of other campaigns, Mary. So we've got a little bit of the history of Cymdeithas Crisnogol, Christian Aid. We've talked a little bit about Gaza there, but I wonder what other campaigns are in the pipeline. What's happening over the summer and into the rest of the year?
Yeah, well, obviously we're constantly mobilising resources for Christian Aid's work, and by that I mean kind of fundraising. Kind of seeking those opportunities to mobilise of financial resources through different appeals, and this our work today reaches it's that humanitarian response where with our partners who are responding to the earthquake in Myanmar just a few weeks ago. In places like Ukraine, who are communities who are facing the struggles related to the conflict there, but also mobilising those resources for that quiet work that doesn't reach the headlines. So we're always encouraging people to really think about, to be encouraged by the difference that they're making in places like Kenya, Zimbabwe, Guatemala, etc. There are a few exciting things coming up over the summer. We're launching in June, probably around June time, an exciting exciting ecumenical campaign. I had to think of the word ecumenical then. So it's a campaign called Faith Will Neu Ewyllys Da, and we're launching this in Wales for the first time this summer with Eglwys Presbyteriaid Cymru, with PCW, the Annie Bunwyr and Church in Wales, and there are a whole host of other denominations part of this as well. But really, we see that when people leave a gift in their will to Christian Aid, they often also leave a gift to their church or their chapel. So the campaign is really to try and increase our confidence in church to talk about these kind of gifts. How we can make those possible, but also to have those conversations about what does kind of good stewardship of our resources for the causes that we care about look like. And so it's a lovely campaign that'd be sort of something churches can get their teeth into all year round. But we're also on the sort of campaigning side of things. We recently launched a campaign called the Restore Campaign, which I think is a lovely name for a campaign. So really hoping that churches or individuals will take action in writing or meeting with their political representatives to talk about things like the restoration of the aid budget, the restoration of kind of justice for countries who have seen, have been, who are in debt, particularly since COVID, we've seen debt increasing. So countries in Africa, for example, pay, spending way more on repayment of debt than they do on education, healthcare, tackling the climate crisis, for example. And there are real things that that the UK government could be doing that will make a difference, but also mobilising resources for to help communities to combat the climate crisis as well. So yeah, just a few things.
Busy time. Always busy.
And also, just a little plug for the Cardiff Half Marathon. Actually, we've got a few spaces in Cardiff Half Marathon, and that's in October.
I'm running that.
Oh.
Yeah, my heart sinks as a...
You've got a few months to go to practice, but we've got a few spots in the Christian Aid team if anybody is looking for a space and wants to run for an incredible cause.
Diolch am wrando. Gobeithio eich bod wedi mwynhau'r podlediad. Grandewch am yr un nesaf yn fuan, ond tan hynny, hwyl fawr am y tro. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Listen out for the next one soon, but until then, goodbye from us all.